To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Everlasting Father. As I think about this name for the Christ child, I think about what kind of father I am. Or maybe it would be better to talk about it this way. The way God wires you when you become a parent. And then the way he rewires you the older you get as a parent. Hear me out. When the Lord gives you a baby, he also gives you this divine instinct, I would say, to hold that baby close. I mean, that's just the way you're wired. To protect that baby. To protect it from the world around her. That's the way you're wired. And then as the child or children stay, you know, while they're still young and while you're relatively young as a parent, that instinct remains the same. Hold them close. But then as you get older, which means your kids are getting older, you sort of have to listen to God and let him rewire you to let go a little bit. And that's a hard thing to do for a parent. But you have to do it because that's the only way that child will grow up. You don't stop being a parent. You just become a different kind of parent, realizing that as a child grows older, you have to let them experience the world. You have to grant them the freedom they need to become the people they will become. That's how it works. There is no joy in a child remaining a child. Children got to grow up. And I have to say that of all of the things that I enjoy about being a grandfather, not the least of which is having little kids around and you really have no responsibility for them whatsoever. But the best thing is that you get to see that your children grew up to become parents of their own. Children got to grow up. And so too, the Christ child born to us, the child in a manger. It would be sad and tragic if the only way we engage with the Lord Jesus is to think of him as the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Sad and tragic because then we would only see him in one way and not in really the way that he wants to be seen by us. Then we'd be seeing him kind of like, I suppose, a Christmas spectacle. You know, somebody, the baby that was visited by the shepherds and visited by the wise men and visited by us, but only visited. Jesus came to us, yes, as a little baby, that's for sure. But he came to be much, much more than that. He came to be a baby who grew up, as Isaiah puts it, he grew up to be the everlasting Father. Now, I gotta say that this is of the five names for Jesus in Isaiah 9, verse 6. This is the most puzzling one. Everlasting Father. I don't think it made the cut in that in the hymn we sang just before the message tonight. A hymn that is devoted to the names of Jesus, but Everlasting Father was not one of them. It's a puzzler. How can the Son of God, okay, God the Son, taking on flesh, how can he be Everlasting Father? Now, while we believe in the God of the Bible who reveals himself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we call that teaching the Trinity, that's not really what Isaiah is talking about tonight. That's not what he's teaching. He's not teaching about the Trinity. And while Jesus would say things like, whoever has seen the Father has seen me, and I and the Father are one, that's not really Isaiah's point tonight. Isaiah is simply saying this. This child born to us, this Jesus, will not remain a child. He's going to grow up. He's got to grow up. And he will grow up to be a father in his own right. A father how? In the way he talked to Nicodemus about in our scripture lesson tonight. He is to be called the Father of all who are born again, of all who are born from above, all who are born of the Spirit and are the children of God, just like he said to Nicodemus. Now, it is a wonderful thing to be called a child of God. I call you a child of God. You call me a child of God. But know this, friend, it doesn't happen without Jesus. There are no children of God without Jesus. Because you see, that child, the one that lies in the manger, has to grow up and live a perfect life and give a sacrificial death and rise triumphantly from the grave in order to make us the children of God. Without Jesus, we would still be in our sins. That's what the Bible says. And the last thing we would be is the children of God. In fact, we'd be enemies of God. And you heard what Jesus said to that, that nighttime Bible student, Nicodemus. He said, you got to enter the kingdom of God. You got to get into God's family. And you can't earn your way into the family. You can't work your way into the family. You can't argue your way into the family. You can't nicey-nice your way into the family. You can only be born into the family. Born again of the Spirit. Spirit worked faith in Jesus. And so you see, the Christ child of whom Isaiah prophesied, that Christ child grows up to be the Savior whose cleansing blood gives us birth into God's family. And in that super important way, Jesus is our Father. And Isaiah says, he's the everlasting Father. Now, it is not my intent in a little Advent devotion to decry the state of fatherhood in our world today, but the fact is that for many men who become fathers today, procreation is really about the only thing that they identify with, which is to say that they are not fathers at all. And even among the best fathers in this world, even with Dad of the Year, the father who would never, ever abandon his children, there comes a time when they have to leave. Because death claims us all, and our children must carry on without us. Unless you're the everlasting father. And Isaiah says there's only one of those. It's the Christ child, the child born to us who will go to the cross for us. And so, my dear fellow children of God, and I don't say that lightly, I call you that wonderful title, child of God, because of the blood of Jesus and his Spirit, too, working in your heart. Please take comfort in this name that you hear tonight, Everlasting Father. You know what it means? It means Jesus will never leave you. Never. He will always be with you, forever. It means that he came from eternity into your time. And he's going to take you from your time into his eternity. Rejoice with me. Rejoice in the child born to us, that we may be born again of him. That's his name, Everlasting Father. Amen.